Yes, greetings to you all. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration again. I'd like to continue here with our theme of hearing and knowing the voice of God. I do believe, as was on yesterday's message, that the greatest joy, one of the greatest joys that a person can have coming from deep within their soul, is to have a connection with their own maker. I do believe that that actually passes all earthly relationships, even a relationship between husband and wife. I do believe that the relationship between us and our Heavenly Father is deeper and greater than anything that can be experienced here on earth. But I am also aware that many people have not experienced that relationship with their Maker. As a matter of fact, it seems like there's only a minority that actually get to that place. And I'm also aware that there are many Christians who are not experiencing that. But I do think it's the desire of most Christians, or if not all. So I would like to say, if you are at that place where there is a longing and desire to hear the voice of God clearer, or maybe for the first time, be assured that it is the Lord's will. And probably the first thing I'd like to say to that end is that if you are a child of God, meaning if you are born again, then the Spirit of God is within you. And if the Spirit of God is within you, then it is through that Spirit that God speaks. And if that is not clear, then there are ways to deal with that. And I guess the first step is to ask God. That is always the first step, is crying out to the Lord and asking Him what it is that is separating you from a close relationship with Him. And after that, I think it's the other thing that we have to bear in mind is the fact that when there's something between us and the Lord, that usually means that Jesus is on the outside of our hearts knocking, asking to come in. And that will also give us a sense of a sense that we're far away from the Lord. And that is actually to our favor when those things are happening, because when there are things in our lives, God continually is pleading with us to sanctify ourselves. That was one of the things that the priests were commanded to do, in the Levites, to continually sanctify themselves and to sanctify the people. That is something of extreme importance, is that we are clean before the Lord and that there's nothing defiled within us, that the temple of God is clean. And so in order for us to be clean, we have to recognize the things that are unclean. And so many a times when the voice of God is not clear, it is because He is trying to get our attention. And sometimes it's also when we are going through a valley. And so that's why it's not always the one thing, but it's usually a number. It's usually a list of things that, if we are serious about it, we can usually get to the bottom of it. Because when we ask God if we're a fish, he will not give us a snake. And when we ask him for bread, he will not give us a stone. And we know that. So the first step is to get honest with God. When we desire a closer walk with him and to hear his voice, the first step is honesty with that question. So to just, in our own way, the best we know how, is to ask God and make our desires and our petitions known to him. A simple prayer is, a simple prayer from the heart is what God is looking for. He longs for a connection at a heart level. And so with that, it seems like the leaven of the Pharisees is oftentimes what keeps us from connecting to God, is the leaven of the Pharisees, which keeps God away, or God will not share his throne with the leaven of the Pharisees. And according to Luke 12, verse 1, it says, "Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." And then it goes on to explain what hypocrisy is. Hypocrisy is basically when we are portraying something on the outside that we are not genuinely on the inside. Hypocrisy, another form of saying that would be a facade or a mask or a pretense. Or another way of saying it is not being real about who we are. So that is the leaven of the Pharisees that Jesus is saying to beware of. If you remember the Pharisees, there's the numerous times in Scripture where Jesus talks about the Pharisees about being washed and clean on the outside, but full of dead men's bones on the inside. The leaven of the Pharisees will try to look good on the outside. And another thing about that is it will try to conform to those around you. Like the fear of man is a form of the leaven of the Pharisees. The fear of man will try to fit in with what is accepted at any given time. And that can change depending what for people we're around will change our personality slightly, maybe wear certain things, whatever, to be accepted and please the people that were around. All those things is the leaven of the Pharisees, because God clearly says that he's going to judge us from the heart. And so if we have things in our heart but are not performing them on the outside, but rather are trying to look good on the outside but still have things in our heart, the cold of hard fact of the matter is that we're going to get judged by the heart, and so we might as well live out what's in the heart. Because if we try to be good on the outside while not being that way in the heart, we tend to give a bitter taste for the testimony of Jesus Christ, because people can tend to smell that if it's not real. It says here in verse 2, "For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops." And the leaven of the Pharisees is actually so common that people everywhere are buying into it, everywhere. There's actually very few people who are real. Most people walk around with a pretense and a fake kind of a shoring up of themselves. And Jesus is speaking to that right here. And he says, in the next verse, he says, "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more than they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him." And the reason that that verse is right after that is when we get rid of that facade and that mask, and when we walk in complete openness and transparency, that it actually then brings conviction to others. And most times we're going to feel vulnerable, because what we're actually doing when we're uncovering who we really are is we're circumcising the heart. And the circumcision of the heart is when we take off that layer of the heart and reveal what's in underneath there. And that's often an area where we've never revealed before and have kept very secret and hidden for all of our life. And to uncover that makes us feel vulnerable. It's actually almost like a feeling of being naked. And it makes us feel very much like everyone's going to think ill will of us. And so that's why Jesus is immediately there saying, don't fear, do not fear, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to come out in the open with who you really are. But rather fear God, because he says that even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not, therefore, and you are worth more than many sparrows, meaning God sees every sparrow fall. If one sparrow falls or dies, God takes note of that. And you are worth a lot more than many sparrows. So be assured, when you circumcise your heart, you can be guaranteed sure that God is loving you. God is loving you with all of his heart, because he loves the circumcision of the heart, because that enables him to come into our heart. When we lay down our defenses, the walls around us, our self-protection, and lay ourselves bare, then God will come in, and he will come to our rescue, and he will make his abode with us. And yes, we will feel vulnerable. We will feel like sheep among wolves. But be encouraged. The worst thing that can happen is that they will, you know, take our lives. But that is actually a very positive thing at that point, because then we are safe in the arms of Jesus forever. And he has promised us many mansions. He has promised us every good thing that we can ever imagine. And oftentimes, by default, this whole procedure of circumcision of the heart, all of a sudden we will discover that love is now released from our souls, and we are now able to love people who we weren't able to love before. And be assured, there's usually a process, because when you circumcise the heart, you discover things in there that you were not aware of. But be encouraged. Give yourself a lot of grace. God is there. He will meet you on the other side. His blood runs freely. His oil is abundant. And his mercies are unending. But on the other side of that, you will discover what God's voice is, and you will be able to walk with God and talk with him, just like Adam and Eve did before the fall. My prayer is that this would be so for millions of people. I do believe that this is a message that needs to go out across America, given the fact that America is living in a day where it's so easy, especially with all the role models, it's so easy to pretend you are someone who you really aren't. So may the Lord raise up disciples out of his children to demonstrate the reality of walking in brokenness and humility in Christ Jesus with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. May his peace be upon you.